Okay, good morning. I would like to present you some thoughts about VPN and SSH. In fact, both are used to do the same thing. They take a clear text packet, encrypt them, and send them over the network to a remote host to be decrypted and send clear text to the destination server. Next. So, some definition about VPN. VPN, in fact, is a generic term that describes any combination of technologies that can be used to secure a connection through an insecure network. Why VPN is virtual? It's because it doesn't require a dedicated line. It's private because it uses encryption and tunneling to achieve confidentiality and integrity of the data. And VPN is an IP-based private network, which is inside a public network, usually the internet. We can find the three types of VPN. At first, the remote access or host to network VPN. It is used to connect users securely to their own private network. And in this case, the remote client machine acts very much as it was physically connected to the private network. There is also the site-to-site VPN used to connect two or more networks together using also the private network. In this case, we can have two kinds of site-to-site VPN. The intranet case, when two or more networks are connecting from the same company, or extranet-based site-to-site VPN, when two companies have a close relationship, they can build an extranet VPN that connects LAN to LAN, that allows the company to work in the shared environment, and we can use CVPN to connect securely to host. The VPN use encryption and tunneling functionality to establish secure end-to-end connection. The security for VPN is generally done using several methods for keeping connection data and data secure. At first, we find the firewall. It's mandatory, and we will find the firewall on every network. It is used to restrict the number of open ports, type of packet protocol authorized. The security is then achieved by using encryption. VPN can use the symmetric key encryption, that is a secret key, or public key encryption. The authentication can be done using different method. Password authentication, which is the most prevalent form of the user authentication used in computer system today. But it's also one of the weakest because the password can be guessed or stolen. VPN can use a secure ID, digital certificate also to authenticate the user. And for more secure access in a remote access VPN, we can use a 3A server. That is authentication, authorization, and accounting. These kind of server. In this case, when a request to establish a session come from a dial-up client, the request is proxied to the FreeA server, and then it check who is connecting for authentication. What are you allowed to do for authorization, and what are you actually doing for accounting? VPN can use different protocol to achieve confidentiality, integrity, and authentication. These protocols are IPsec, PPTP, and 2TP. But the only protocol that is a standard now is IPsec, Internet Protocol Security. And it seems this time to become the de facto standard for building a VPN. The majority of VPN vendors implement IPsec in their solution. And IPsec is designed to address confidentiality, integrity, authentication, key management, and addition and tunneling. So for building a VPN, and depending on what type of VPN you have to put in place, different components to build your VPN. Of course, software client on each remote user machine, dedicated hardware, VPN concentrators, firewall, dedicated VPN server for dial-up software, and VPN network policy management center. What are the benefits and the disadvantage of VPN? The VPN benefit its security. It encrypts all data in the VPN tunnel. It's cost saving because we don't need to have a lizard line for transmit data securely through the internet. But there is some also disadvantage, like interoperability. Although IPsec is an ITF standard protocol, not all implementation are at the same level. And to ensure interoperability, the same equipment must be the same at both ends of the tunnel. VPN must be difficult to set up and manage. The remote client need to be configured with the right security parameter. The tunnel between the client must be integrated with the firewall, which support NAT, and VPN do not easily interoperate with NAT device because NAT use private address that VPN device do not recognize. And all traffic over the VPN is encrypted, which can cause bottlenecks since encrypted data creates network overhead. SSH